Hey, this is Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and this week's movie is From the World of John Wick, Ballerina. What's it about? Well, in the world of John Wick, during the third installment, Eve McCarroll, played by Ana de Armas, witnesses her father being murdered. She is then taken in and trained by the Ruska Roma, led by the director, played by Angelica Houston. Eve can't get over the brutal murder, and though forbidden by the director to seek revenge, she uses all she's learned to track down this mysterious and elusive group of murderers. What's the like? Eve, after witnessing her father's murder, is a perfect instrument to continue the blood and mayhem. Her hunt for the Chancellor, played by Gabriel Byrne, is delightfully ruthless and unrelenting. And on top of it all, it has that John Wick style and creativity. John Wick is not only known for killing, he is known for how he kills, and Eve does him and the franchise proud. There are certainly many casualties along the way, certifying Eve as a bona fide beast. From guns, knives, ice skates, grenades, and hand-to-hand combat, lovers of this franchise will not be disappointed and will be on the edge of their seat. The battle choreography has the grace and style of a ballerina, and a cinematic style that makes every confrontation visually arresting and worth watching. And if you thought you might not like this film without John Wick, don't worry. Keanu Reeves reprises his role to satisfy that craving. The filmmakers balance the need to have Wick in the film with the mindset that Eve could be the new face of this franchise. Ballerina does an excellent job of giving us our favorite characters while introducing some new ones. From the director, Winston, and Sharon, it's great to see the team back together again, even if it is Lance Reddick's last time due to his untimely death. It is a treat to witness him master this craft for one last time. New to the franchise is Gabriel Byrne as the Chancellor. His search for his son and daughter also brings new characters in Daniel Pine, played by Norman Reedus, and Ella, played by Ava Joyce McCarthy. Add Sharon Duncan Brewster as a trainer in the Ruska Roma, and this film declares an impressive stable of strong women. Ballerina is the action film that action lovers are looking for. It's exciting and extends the franchise wonderfully, but probably more importantly, it establishes a woman who can lead an action film, and that is very hard to do in Hollywood. What's not to like? If you're looking for a film that has more story than blood, this is probably not your jam. Ballerina is very bloody and extremely graphic in depth. In many ways, the violence feels gratuitous and moves from exciting to jarring. But if you like action and are looking for a female lead, this one just might be for you. My rating from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, is a killer's paradise. And this time, John Wick doesn't have to do all the killing. It's vivid, it's vicious, and it's victorious. I'm giving it 3.5 reels out of 4 reels. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, and YouTube at The Real Critic. That's R-E-E-L, and I'll see you next time.